AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozell. For millions of people in the eastern U.S., their work week begins after a storm that dumped record snowfall in some areas. AP correspondent Carlotta Bradley reports.
Many who were affected are getting back to a groove after a weekend of sledding, shoveling, and staying put. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Roads are clear for the most part.
Some authorities still caution against unnecessary driving, but airline, commuter train, and other travel schedules are being brought back up to speed at various paces. Federal offices in the Washington area are closed. Students from Washington to the Jersey Shore have the day off. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says Mother Nature brought the snow and will melt it all eventually.
We're expecting warmer temperatures through the week.
I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Duke Energy spokesman Randy Wheelis says crews have had help in restoring power lost in the storm in North Carolina.
We probably had up to, at the peak, 150,000 outages, but we've really had a lot of resources to help from other utilities, other states.
Four homes have been destroyed in natural gas explosions or fire following Sunday morning's magnitude 7.1 earthquake in southern Alaska. Kenai fire officials say explosions from a natural gas leak destroyed two of the homes. The other two were fully engulfed in flames by the time firefighters determined it was safe enough from gas for them to enter. Police Chief Gus Sandel says about 30 homes in the neighborhood were evacuated.
The evacuation is still in place. People from that neighborhood are utilizing an emergency shelter set up at the Kenai National Guard Armory.
New video released by the Islamic State group shows the extremists who carried out the November attacks in Paris committing atrocities in ISIS-controlled territory while plotting the slaughter in the French capital that left 130 people dead. The group also threatened to attack Britain. It's a 17-minute video. This is AP Radio News. It will be the Denver Broncos squaring off against the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 50. The Broncos held off New England 20-18 on Sunday for the AFC title. The Panthers beat Arizona 49-15 to take the NFC championship. Carolina safety Trey Boston says he's surprised to hear that his team is the early favorite to win the Super Bowl.
People like Carolina Panthers. Just got done talking 17, 18, 19 weeks of trash about us. Now we're finally favorites. I mean, I guess the naysayers are finally done of naysaying. You know, they want to be guys who are actually right.
Leonardo DiCaprio's wintry frontier saga keeps drawing big audiences, despite hundreds of weather-related theater closures.
I ain't afraid to die anymore. I've done it already.
The Revenant was the number one movie at the box office over the weekend, taking in an estimated $16 million in its third week of wide release. Sandy Kozell, AP Radio News.